So about, I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago, when Pastor Bob said he was thinking about teaching Revelation this summer, he went out and done something that was like, can you still sweep? And I pretty much beat him for a week. I bet. Because what I want to talk about today is, like Gabby said, I feel so privileged to be able to see this. Because it belongs to two of us. It's so true, so real and so impactful that it really just makes me feel like humble to even be the one to see it. I think what we're talking today should be the most precious to us, at least second. Just really excited to be the one to do it. Can you talk maybe one more bite? I've been in relation to why anything Revelation is largely, as can see, also Revelation is a storyline of unbelievers. It's God revealing himself so obviously to every person. Over and over and over and over with such. Doesn't we seem like it? But you know, he could end it. He would right do that. Know that. You're in the film. This is another series. Every day that God postpones judgment cost him dearly. And this in a strategy of work. It cost him dearly. As the robs of Eve us of negativity. God postponing his judgment. It's the most merciful thing he could do. It's amazing. The book of Revelation is about God bringing the entire world to the point where every living soul will say, yes, there is God, and will not even him. But this other story happening at the same time. We're going to get away. As we talked about the end story for Jesus, in justice and in tragedy, exactly deserved, sadly deserved. We'll talk about something totally different this week. Today we're talking about the storyline of us. And it's so cool. And it's such an amazing thing for us to hold on to. So let's go to the very beginning. Let's come back. This is path. Very briefly. There was affection. God, out of love for us, created us so we could experience him and experience life and full life and perfect love. Perfection in every way, this earth and the universe and all there is, just in context for him to reveal his glorious affection for his people was perfect. It was so perfect, and very before was people chose to laugh, and one thing that changed everything is free will. He chose to allow people to choose for themselves. No full well what was going to happen because there's a right choice and a wrong choice. People will choose wrong. Took the two to say, I choose to do what I want. I will be God. I don't really like listening. And then that when everything broke from the church to the human body, the soul, because we made corporate
them because
the Lord, our souls were born. Since then, we'll have living in despair and discern the goals. We knew this. This is the story of our history. And then God, from before that moment, had already planned on the fact that in order to create a people for himself, the truth of him, he had to give a free choice. And those who chose freely, he would do everything for. All of us. Give us a chance to say, after a broken thing. In the story of history, the story of God willing to himself in bite-sized pieces that we understand, culminating in the moment of perfect sacrificial love when Jesus traded places with me. He offered me perfection, and he took my sin, my death to himself. Every person that was everything and lived, all in the moment when he became perfect sacrifice. He came back to life, proving everything is unbelievable, reliable, and that truly was how it's. And everything changed at a climax. People had followed him previously were suddenly saved for his grace. They had believed in advance. And that was the first now free choice to be saved by the grace and blood of Jesus Christ. Now we have a new name, and those of us that believe in him, we have new identity, have purpose, we have power. He calls us nobility in the kingdom. The past today, the part is present. Now us, it's our turn. You get to die. We'll do the time has been up to you. For those that have been saved, that's what I'm talking about. I fully recognize not everyone in here has accepted Jesus Christ for their sins. The Bible says that even some people that look really saved, that has been a choice, a conscious decision in submission to God. That are. This is our story. Accept Christ forgiven and who I do. And he's sin, and I'll give you, and I'll give life, and purpose, and family, and hope, and identity, and future, and blessing, and home. Just how you think. and give clear instruction on cause and effect. That's what the Bible is. For us, will that respond to stories? We have seen stories of, hey, look, this guy did an intern for him. We can give right wrong. We've been in clear direction. We can give consent, closest path, peace, and purity, and hope, joy, and purpose. At the day, it's still a choice. You're going to do it. Are you going to, okay? I'm going to do your own thing. What you do
was
the phenomenal event that led you to the moment of being in the family of God. What are you gonna do? So that's present. Now we talk about this last call about X, which is future. We have for several weeks, okay? Three, the future. You die. Or to be part of the generation of believers all over Earth who are sleeping or working or watching TV, suddenly all of us at the same moment will hear that please don't trumpet. And in a moment, we will know what happened. What sound that we believers have been looking for is just like the Earth. Heavenly trumpet blows and believes the Earth. We see Jesus for the first time. And our soul reunites with our heavenly Father. But he takes us toward us from earth into heaven. And top our rewards begins. And part one is a brief rewards we talk about. Maybe before we go, and Pat Bob really educated truth and portions. I'm going to throw it back. This is called rewards of Christ. The Bible calls it judge seat of Christ. That word really doesn't mean reward. Judge as far as judges, as far as who wins. Not judge as in who goes to jail. You know, I mean, it's more like this is the competition you judge. Now the leader of the rest doesn't go to jail. It's just in a whistle. You sure? So this is the rewards of Christ. Okay. All believers, raptured and deceased, will hear at the beginning of tribulation. We will stand before God at the judgment of Christ. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, 10, first all, but before the seat of Christ. So each will receive what is due us, thing and while the body, good or bad. And really just do it back to the part two, Galatians. It's not don't be deceived. You cannot be mocked. There's no getting out of it. So whoever will please bless from their flesh will be straight. Whoever will please hear it from the spirit will return a life. Therefore, this obvious act, let it become free of good, for at the time will reap a harvest, if you do not give up. This is the moment when all believers receive what is due them for what they did, the salvation that we're given. The Corinthians talk about it in the that how we're gonna before a poor God, and it's not about salvation, and it's about condemnation. Be remembered, the Bible says there, therefore now, no condemnation. That sentence sink into your soul. There is no condemnation. I'm not gonna let you sway. I'm not gonna stop. He's gonna be angry with you. There will be only love. And at time, all the in Corinthians that he'll try life to fight, and it'll all burn up. Anything that we've done of champion or just bored, anything that just wasted, useless, we will go on. Only the all that we're left by the Holy Spirit, by the Lord's training fire, is that pure gold. Things that we do before, obedience, faith, the times we hope that we choose joy of our salvation. And forgiveness, compassion, and love, gentleness, and mercy, and kindness, forbearance, so that we will be left with pure gold, something real, something that after all of our life is gone, it's actually substance there. The Bible says that everything there will be removed. Matthew 19:9, this is a really interesting verse, because we often think of this as like, keep it tidy. We act hope he doesn't. Run that. Something that we forget. No mistake. Every sacrifice of human life is the purpose of serving the King of Kings. It's not a thing. Matthew 19:29. Everyone who has houses, brothers, sisters, mother, father, or wife, or children, or fields, saddened, or maid, except for full music, pride, contempt, for my sake, receive 100 times much, and will inherit eternal life. Let me point you to direct a great investment opportunity. I'll bet 100 times whatever you give me. How many of us are getting all of our money? Everything. Take cars. Because a couple years, I'm going to pay you back 100 times as much as you gave me. This is what he said to us, and he promised this. This is what his plan is. This is holy. This is Jesus. This is what he said. It's his God. I'm not asking you to serve me for myself. I'm asking you to serve me and love me because it's just for you. And at that moment, when all of life has been pulled down to only what was real, only what was in true humility and opens, all that left will be pure gold, will be paid 100-fold our sacrifice while alive. Then that will be given to us heavy rewards. As soon as that left, we know that because several places in the Testament, we are urged to store treasures here. Moth, rust, straw, sacrilege, a thief, break, and steal where you die, and they're still sitting in the driveway. But serve for yourselves, treasures in heaven, 100-fold what you put on earth, you will never lose them. And at point, although you will be with your crowns. Mr. Buck really talked about this. I listened to a line of high school we were at the beach. And you listen to really amazing. You have not heard this much. Even the specific talent that God talks about in the Bible will give to people for doors in their faith, for laying down the pipe, for living out the joy of salvation, for being eager to share a faith that have so deeply been given by the Lord. We can enter this moment, King of Kings, surrounded by multitude of every God, Steve, when the King of Kings, that's what I've done. He made it into a portion of nobility and honor. Recognize me, and my Savior says, well done, my faithful servant. I'm so proud of you. What can we do for God? Have you ever thought that? The Bible expressly said, you got nothing to offer him. You know that God doesn't need food. He doesn't need to pray to him. He's not Zeus or if we stop saying, like, stop. He's not lying from that. God is totally self-sufficient. So good and so perfect and so infinite that he's around forever. He's never gotten bored. He doesn't need you. We have one moment to do something for God. At the moment, you know, surely lives. When we say, very clearly, the Bible tells us that we will be able to take that down, give him in recognition, and we'll be able to say, this is because of me. This is because of you, Lord. This is because of grace in your seed. This is because you have my garbage, and you give me everything in return. God, in of everyone here, I say that you are the king here. You are the true nobility. And in the moment, you'll have this thing that can give as a worship to God, as lay and craft, as feet, and recognize that all of you it will not be obligated to be at such a tent joy for a stand there and be like, Is it great?
To you.
And the reality of the moment still not be indifferent from God is that we will all be equally rewarded in heaven. Have some misguided knowing that God is, like sexualist. As long as you're a believer, you want the same thing. You'll inherit perfect love, perfect peace, and last freedom. You don't all be warned the same way. For at the end, some people who literally just did whatever they did will escape into heaven at one through the flames. Pretty everything is destroyed. At that moment, you'll have the fact of standing before God and saying, feel it. I've given everything. I did nothing. Because I see clearly that I just really, really loved me. What can I show as thankful for what God has gotten for me? Nothing. At that moment, there will be a condemnation which is totally miraculous and thank you for standing. We'll be here as we to ourselves. Got in the endowment. Now, I love you, Lord. I'm sorry. I just never should. And he grapes even. This is the most celebrant as should we receive the reward of present. Okay. That's amazing. The moment where we are given crowns, we are given our earthly riches that were produced to earthly faith. That is going to be amazing. We cannot imagine how glorious this moment will be when he, the grandfather, and Abraham. Rich worm man, Adam, you should say, who knows, Enoch, and all believers are rewarded by God and welcomed to family. One rewards. Two, the time we receive our new bodies, I have to believe that this, at least at this is going to be more hacked than others. Because for people here who have suffered in the body more than others. Long, long lives of pain have endured for the Lord. There are also those of us too, you can know that. All together, to receive this blessing is amazing. God offers a new body. Now listen, to be heavenly body is something that we know we're going to like. We know that there's walking. That we will walk in heaven. Okay, so that we're going to have a fast walk. So cool. So you're like, seriously? We'll be able to walk. All the Bible says about this, I will compile it very briefly. All we know is that the difference between the body you could have, our human body, and our healthy body, is the difference between being dead and being alive. It's the difference between a seed and a full-grown tree. It's the difference between the tabernacle that the people built as a house for Holy Spirit for the Spirit of God in the furnace that was made out of single stone. The Holy of Holies in the temple of heaven shakes and fills with smoke. The glory and majesty of the clothing that was. That's the comparison. How much better it will be. 1 Corinthians 15 and 4. It will be at the end of the day. The body is terrible and it raised terrible. It is going to exalt. Raise glory. It's own weakness is written power. It is own natural body. It is just a spiritual body. It's another body. There is also a spiritual body. And everyone has one God of believer who dies before, or like me, always be old. It's ageless, okay? I think that can stand by how do you when you die. Because the difference between you now and reason you is the unknowable. As with perfect bodies, we have no more sickness ever again. No more fear hanging over us. No more pain. No more distress. No more limit. No more forgetting. Imagine. The Bible doesn't say this, but it seems for curious in the book of Revelation has ever seen half its character split on the outside, like it says, hold the throne to see the lamb who was seen. We know that we do not worship a lamb. Sometimes I wonder if our new bodies are going to be the outspoken of our new character. It's something of them, really. And all that is good and best because of what Christ has done is displayed in us. And we now are, this is just an image through the glass dimly of what is to come for us. To be have death removed, to have our understandings, get this removed, have lights removed. For there never again be one moment of suffering and weakness and sorrow and pain. The second where we was moving into the future. Now, brief interlude, okay? We at this our story just that the rest of the world briefly us again. Those that were dead during the changes or have the story of privilege of being captured. After all this, the events they said the words of Christ go back to the spine of the world, and now we have the tribulation period, first and a half years of really terrible, and then the third, second and a half years of unimaginable. As it gives the world opportunity after opportunity, and then the end of the seventh period, when our Lord the King, before we just see a redeemer, just in waiting a horse, the ark of heaven behind him, come visibly through the cloud, and set his feet on the Mount Olive outside Jerusalem, and sit hill splits at the sheer glory of God on earth, Jesus, the risen Lord, and from his mouth, he judges all people, and at that point, every human person who did not believe in him will die. And this starts to call thousands to reign of Christ. It is just a weird time. And we'll go to that time briefly last week. God will restore the earth to the way it was meant to be. And the sky will be made. The literal sky will be redeemed. Because remember, like, the earth of the sun is destroyed, and more stars, and the ocean is blood, and all sorts of stuff. Earth is devastated. And the Bible says God will be made earth into an even itch. Earth, the way it was meant to be, for it was corrupted by human beings. Jesus himself will establish his government on earth. The city of Jerusalem will be rebuilt and expanded. The temple where Jesus physically is as ruler of earth. David King should uphold with his son and the disciples, the 12 apostles, be his governors over Jewish nation. And the church was murdered, and the martyr of the tribulation will also be on earth. And there who present bodies unable to beyond the curse, living in governance of Gentile population who is now all believers at that moment on earth. And it will usher a time of total peace, where there will be no longer language, cult, barriers will be one language. The curse of Babel will remove, so all people will be one nation, ruled by the Lord, and righteousness will be the law. Satan and the demons locked away the bit. There is no external temptation. Is now quashed by the little present visible Jesus. All humanity here, law, righteousness, there will be peace among the old kingdom. There will be peace over the whole earth for 1,000 years. People will live a long time. They'll build houses and their children will dwell in them. No baby will be born and live for only a short time. People will marvel and be so bad as anybody dies without 100 at least. And still, there will be free will. This is heaven. It's the closest earth we'll get. But there will be free will. It will be quite eternal, quite by God. Okay? Never wire, he will not man or soul, because it is not love, it's not nature. People still make free will choice, but not to obey, so bad. 1,000 years, it will be so good. People will live, they will die, and then make their free choice, not to accept the gift of Jesus, and famous. However, be quiet, the law, too rough, or there will be peace. At the end of 1,000 years, why is he doing all this? Didn't we already get to the end? The end is this. I don't know. I think it is God in his genuine love making it so no one can step forth and say, but if you were really here, making us right, then we would have listened to you. Because he did. And wouldn't. At the end of 1,000 years, he is released. It takes a short time. The Bible releases a short time later. All of the earth. Save a remnant who stood faithful to the present visible Lord Jesus, gathered as one great army in this new-ish earth, and humble surround the people of God, destroy them, and take war with the present Lord Jesus. That shows the truth was all along. At that point, have not reached the end of all his. God destroy all his enemies, take his people from the earth, and the earth itself will be destroyed by fire to the point where nothing that has been created will be left created. Everything will be unneeded. The universe will go back the way it is, when it's just God. And heaven all will be destroyed, become the great throne judgment, which we talked about last week. And all peoples will assemble as lovely as the last end. The final crossroad. All has been decided, and the whole door has been told that every plan of God has been followed through his glory and all the perfection, and all people just course what they've done. And once there will be people who did not accept Christ's salvation, therefore be rewarded according to what they have done, and their names will not be written in the book of life. Their destiny is struck, for they chose it. And on the other side, we have this woman, the gathered peoples of God are before him. He says in Matthew, Matthew 22:34, as then the king will say to the son his right, come, you are blessed of my father. Your inheritance. This kingdom created that kingdom prepared for since the creation of the world. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was thirsty. You gave me something to drink. I was trained to invite in. I was going blah, blah, through this thing. You did this, and you did it for me. For as much as you did to the least of me, you did the least of these children of me, you did unto me. This whole system of obedience is kindness that the people did. And he's kind of baffled. Lord, why do we drink a cup of water? Why do we do that for you? I don't really remember. And he says, that's how it works. In the kingdom, up and down, whoever agrees to you, it wants to serve. And whenever you get a cup of water from someone, it's my name out of an expression of love to God. You did it to me. Let's first sense of that verse that really pulls us to our next section. Our third reward. This is our new home. In that verse, it says, who are blessed by my Father, pure inheritance. This kingdom has been created since this kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. This gives us a hint of what's next. This is our new home. We're really long. Play. Only place where we will ever truly be home. In the first glimpse of this city, look, really, I think, really, that much. about our new home, about this new earth that's been hidden out for so long. He said, don't worry, it's going to be worth it. Don't worry, it's going to be worth it. The more, there's better, there's perfect come for you. All of this. This is my important. How long did it take God to create this earth? Fix this. Matthew said, this is your awareness. Anthony says that this earth, the next one, I've been working out since the beginning of creation. Jesus left the earth. The legacy is, and God is going to get ready for you. The King of Kings has been actively working on making a beautiful thing our new home for thousands of years. The perfect, the powerful one. Both all of this. In 6 days, he took 6 days to spit it out. We can handle it. He's working on the next, our true earth, true home. This moment. When John is given a vision of what has come to us, of what we really, truly desire, and it's hidden, and this in the fabric of humanity has built toward us, understanding this woman, the bull leaves the idea of a broken woman, the joy, the woman the first experiencing your bride, when the doors opened, you guys remember that? And perfect, it feed, become a human being, because we are soul and all in all. This moment, when we first experience our new home, is the moment when the bride is revealed. I said mostly from Revelation 22. Was this nervous? It's like joy, the quivering joy that we see, that we feel in the word of God, and he hints at what is come for us. Like Isaiah 45, lift high and look up to you, and blessing come for you. Your sons come off and your daughters are cut on the earth. And you look and be radiant. Your heart will fall and swell with joy. And John is taken to this mountain. Great call for this new earth, this new home for us. And swimming out of the sky, revealed. And this grand opening, this leveling of perfection, we see the glimpse of heaven, of this new earth, of the new Jerusalem that God in heaven, coming down out of the sky. And the city is shining in perfect abide, like a moment where we finally, like, yes, this is what we've been waiting for. The city comes down from heaven, sits on the top of the mountain. The Jerusalem, the capital dwelling place God, the people describe this city as 1,500 miles wide by 1,500 miles square. That's from here to Colorado and to the South Florida. It's a city. There's going to be all of the city's 2 feet, made of four gold, clear as glass, under the city, under the water, 12 legs of foundations, each made from the most precious, heavenly, perfect stone. Diamonds and these emeralds, the logos, all brilliant and unadulterated colors. And as they shine through the city, that's made of vast things, not like, you know, like tarnished yellow, pure liquid gold. In its real form, in beauty, and translucent, as light, God fills the city. And he will be 500 miles tall, which means it's going to sort of appear to shift. Streets of the city, which will, there's a lot of blocks in that. It take you 1,040 seconds. It's amazing. The streets of the city will all be laid out in perfection. As city spread out for us, we've gained each side of the city. Each gate will be of one giant pearl. Perfect. All of us. It'll be guarded by angels 24/7 and 4 glorified. But they will never close because they'll reach to every close. There's nothing, there's no end. They're going to be afraid of their fear, their apprehension, no danger anymore. And the century, the paved in gold, glorious glass, will lead from the gate to the peak of the city, the pinnacle, the temple of heaven, see the throne of God. And from the throne of God will be flowing river of living water from Garden Eden, the fickle incarnation, the tangible, drinkable spirit of God's goodness, flowing down the street of the city, out to the world, water from nations, and bring joy and refreshment. And from each side of the river of living water will grow a tree of life, the tree of life. In time, over the river, each of them a different sort of fruit from the all kinds of nature to come to eat. Just eating. From physical, from tree of life, the taste of perfection. Ooh, day by day. Sometimes it's impossible to imagine because we think of the fork of a nose of gravity or of round. I know, I think that it's probably going to be a little better than that. I know a lot, but there are some things that we do know, hints we have seen. Every mountains, valleys, and perfect river, the patience, gravity, nations will bring glory into the city. People will be mixed up. Not the author of work. He was working before it was done. It will be perfect again. And business of believers united in affection for the first time. At this point, the with is all fields when it says, I will live away every year, and there will never be any hard pain or suffering of any kind. For sin is done. Will never bother us ever again. And we will all be united, caring for each other perfectly. We'll get on the fact that there's marriage in heaven. There is not marriage as we know it, obviously. Every person, and this is hard to understand, every person will unite every person in total love, perfectness, happy, and we all know each other. As God's people glorifies our body with rewards in hand, the crowns of his reward on our heads. There will be trade, like I said, songs, there will be joy and eternal pleasure. There will be music, there will be riches and splendor. There will no longer be a heaven or earth division. See, it's always the case. Even the beginning, there's always earth and heaven. God did it, Adam and Eve. That's not heaven is now earth. God is not removed any longer. He's here. It's not even a temple where we worship him. Because God himself, we temple. He dwells in the city. God with people. There will be need for sun. There will be darkness because God himself will be the light of this earth. The sustenance, true passion and gift of God. To be like the world. And we will see his face. Face God. Look to the eyes of his love. And we will be his people. He will be our God. We will serve him. And we will love him. And we will not stand around singing all the time, dripping white robes with harps. We will come with him forever and ever. See, this is just a taste of what is comfort. Do you know God is infinitely powerful, all-powerful? When you're in heaven, you're going to suddenly know all that God can do. Be God. God all-knowing. You know all he knows. God is perfectly living. It's impossible for you to overreach the extent of knowing how much God cares about you. The infinite creative. We can't inscribe the source of what he's done, let alone what he can and will do. Job really converts Job alone and says, you fathom the mystery of God. Can you open the limits of Almighty, the higher heavens above? What do you do? They're deeper than the depths below. What do you know? In heaven, we won't know. This is great joy. This is the best part of all. Heaven will only get better and better. Every day, you forever. As soon as God, full and of love, power, and creativity, greatness is revealed to us. See, on earth, exhilaration and excitement cannot combine longevity because we forget that we're broken or we get bored, but there's not going to be any of them. When I'm in contact with perfect goodness of God, there will never, ever be a place for a boom again. We'll be worshiping him and seeing his reason, not out of old tradition, out of new, day by day, ever written. As we experience the full measure of the love of God, new, every day for 150,000 years. And then just
thanks.
His creative genius. Exploration and music design peace. You can even imagine. No, seriously, you can't imagine. It's possible you can imagine. 2 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him, who are physically incapable of dreaming big enough. Try. I heard loud from the throne saying, look, God's place now in his pool, and he will dwell with them. Beat people and himself will be with them and be God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Be no dead or mourn or crying or for the Lord who has passed away. He who stood on the throne said, I'll make everything new. The dead will stand for these words of trust the end to. He said to me, it's done. I am the Alpha and Omega, begin and the end. At 30, I will walk without pause in the spring of the river of life. Those who are victorious will inherit them. I will be their God, and they will be people. If your conclusion for all of us, Revelation 11, I'm coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no will tear down. To the one who is victorious, I will the one who is victorious, I make a pillar of temple my God. Will David. I will put on the name my God and the name of the city of God to Jerusalem, which is come down out of heaven from God. I will also write them my name. Whoever hears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Which of you will be the king of heaven? We have so to make your Therefore, as in, because all of that, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting day, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Lust and momentary struggles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far away from so fixed eyes on what is seen is unseen. For what is seen, what is unseen is eternal. Soon we'll reap that silver river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy song will ever come to peace. Let me praise you guys. I'm just pray God. 12:2. It's kind of covered the verse today. In light of all that we've talked about, not be made, little fuck. Fop has pleaded to cue the kingdom.
But you.
Rise to the right place. Lord, come soon. And if you pray, thank you for your mercy. Lord, let us be worthy of all you have before us. Thank you for the future. It's really sweet. And we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks, young guy.
I was sitting there thinking I had to up the atmosphere by being up here and